USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Chicago judge is setting bail at $100,000 for Jussie Smollett after his arrest for filing a false police report. The Empire actor claimed he was assaulted by two masked men wearing pro-Trump hats who hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him. Cook County prosecutor Risa Lanier says the actor hired two brothers to help stage the attack.
Smollett stated that he wanted them to appear to attack him on the evening of January 28, 2019, near his apartment building in Streeterville.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. is telling longtime Trump ally Roger Stone to zip it. The judge told Stone that he can make no further comments about his case to the media. Stone did apologize to the judge after posting an Instagram photo with her image of crosshairs above her head. Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday, the Dow lost 104 points to close at 25,851. This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Alabama woman who left the United States to join ISIS is not an American citizen and won't be allowed to return. Pompeo was on NBC's Today Show.
She may have been born here. She is not a U.S. citizen, nor is she entitled to U.S. citizenship.
Is that because she was the daughter of a diplomat and she was born here?
That's right.
The Secretary of State continues.
There are now over 800 terrorists that are being held, foreign terrorist fighters that are being held in Syria today. She's just one of them. She is a terrorist. She's not a U.S. citizen. She ought not return to this country.
18-year-old University of California Santa Cruz student Colin Howard is facing charges for allegedly creating an app to sell drugs. Police say Howard disguised the Banana Plug app as a game, but it did allow users to buy a variety of drugs, including cocaine, meth, and mushrooms. If convicted, Howard could face as many as 40 years in prison and up to a $5 million fine. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Residents of Stockton, California have been through a lot, from widespread foreclosures to the city going bankrupt. Starting on Friday, a bunch of Stockton residents will be getting a monthly payment of $500. This is known as a universal basic income. Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She explains more about this program in Stockton on Fox News.
So they've created a very targeted, narrow program. It's not really a UBI program at all. What it does, it affects about 4% of the population in Stockton. It goes, this $500 they're giving out only goes to people below a certain median income, which is actually the opposite of a UBI program. A UBI program says everyone, regardless of income, regardless of employment, gets a payout. The thinking being that this gets rid of the disincentives for people who are getting aid to not find work. Now, in Finland and in Canada, they've tried these programs and they have found the opposite to be true. They have found that by paying people not to work, you don't create any incentives to attach people to the workforce anymore. So that creates some problems.
As far as if these programs work, Dupler says,
It's amazing to me. Proponents of a UBI program, they say that this is a way to get rid of inequality and to help people who can't work. But you look at the examples of places that have tried this that have really robust social safety nets,
right,
and they even say that this does nothing to try and correct those inequalities. And everywhere, Finland and Canada, as I mentioned before, that have tried these programs have canceled them because they have shown to be ineffective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.